Welcome to another episode of the Gay Erotica Podcast with Liam Williams. Hope you've been enjoying the return to stories recently. Thanks for those that have gotten in touch through the email or through the Discord server. You can join that through the links or get in touch through the link to the website. Thank you also to the members of Patreon that are supporting the podcast. If you sign up at patreon.com/Liam Williams, you get early access to all the stories, as well as a bonus story exclusive to Patreon patrons each month. That one will be coming very soon for Patreon subscribers. This week's story is inspired by a late night happening. An unfortunate situation turns a little bit more exciting after a long day at work. In this story, elevator breakdown. The elevator lurched between floors 12 and 14. Not at floor 13. The company that designed and built the tower had housed the offices of Harlan and Associates were obviously superstitious. Tyler tried not to let similar superstitious thoughts enter his mind as he realized they had stopped right where floor 13 would have been. His grip tightened on his briefcase and his stomach lurched, not just because of the sudden stop, but because he realized he was trapped in a small box with the company's iron-fisted CEO, Mr. Stephen Harlan. Not that he would ever use his first name. "Goddamn relic," Harlan muttered, punching the alarm button. It beeped in response, but no answer came. It was the end of a long day, a long week. Quarterly reports were done and the shareholder update had been completed. Tyler had put himself forward to assist in the preparation of the reports. Now that he was in his fourth year at the company, his fifth year since completing his degree, now was the time to start to step up. He also knew that it would give him a little more face time with the boss, the man who could make or break this young accountant's career. Harlan stood ramrod straight as usual, impeccably presented as usual. There was no sign of the strain of the workweek or the fact that the workweek was officially over. The men now stuck in the elevator were two of the last to leave. Tyler took the opportunity to glance at his boss. The navy blue suit, which probably cost the equivalent of Tyler's monthly wage, fit perfectly against his body, displaying a strength that belied his 51 years. His salt and pepper hair, always perfectly styled, hadn't moved an inch since the start of the day. His piercing blue eyes stared straight ahead. Tyler knew the power of those eyes from the many occasions they had locked onto him during meetings, sending a surge of mixed feelings through him. Those eyes turned on him now. "Remind me to review the maintenance team on Monday morning." His tone was gruff, the only sign of frustration at their current situation. "I'm sure they won't take long, sir." Tyler reached past him to press the button again, catching a whiff of the cologne which was Harlan's signature scent. "Are you always this optimistic, Tyler?" Harlan turned his body now. "Or is this just your coping mechanism?" Heat crept up Tyler's neck. In this confined space, Harlan's presence was even more dominant than in the boardroom. He couldn't tear his eyes away from Harlan's stare. "A bit of both, sir. I didn't think my Friday would end like this." "Me neither. I have things to do." "Wife and kids, sir?" Tyler tentatively asked. He had heard rumours to the contrary and saw an opportunity to potentially confirm those. "Why would you ask that?" There was an intensity in his stare now that Tyler couldn't quite place. His pulse quickened, and despite himself, his trousers suddenly felt a little tighter. "Sorry, sir. I just assumed a man of your age and your,
Spit it out.
Your looks, sir." Harlan raised an eyebrow slowly.
You think I look good?"
"Well, yes, sir. I thought that some woman or someone would have tied you down by now." The CEO's look hardened again, and he stepped forward. Tyler's dick twitched at the physical presence, even though he was already thinking about preparing for unemployment on Monday. "Though I don't think many women could handle you." Even under the boss's powerful stare, Tyler could not stop the words from tumbling out of his mouth. "You're intimidating, but hot, too." Tyler's heart pounded in his chest as his employer took another step towards him. He braced himself for the onslaught of words that would signal the end of his career. He felt the handle of his briefcase begin to slip from his sweaty fingers. but he was still unable to look away from the man who towered in front of him. Both men stood still, and the silence stretched on. Harlan took a slow, deep breath, and then a burst of laughter, dark and surprising, echoed off the wall. A bold move, Tyler. A wave of relief washed over Tyler, followed by confusion. The CEO glanced back at the slow, blinking light of the alarm button. "We're stuck here," he said slowly. "Why not?" Harlan reached out and cupped Tyler's chin, causing a shudder to run down his body and a twitch in his pants. "You've been watching me, haven't you?" Harlan asked. "Yes, sir, since day one."
"Been wanting me?"
"Yes, sir." Tyler was struggling for any other words.
"Prove it."
Tyler's heart leapt in his chest and he felt the first surge of pre-cum escape his now rigid cock. This was the moment he had been fantasizing about since he had first watched this man stride powerfully between the cubicles towards his big corner office. Harlan's eyebrow raised again, and Tyler realized he needed to seize this opportunity. He took a deep breath. "Where would you like me to start, sir?" Tyler's voice was soft, unable to come up with any power in the presence of his ultimate fantasy. Harlan wrapped his fingers around Tyler's wrist and guided his hand forward. Their eyes remained locked until Tyler felt the metal of the CEO's belt buckle.
"Start here. The next step is up to you."
Tyler slowly undid the buckle of the belt, allowing his eyes to drift lower. Noticing the bulge pressing at his boss's suit trousers, he was filled with a sudden urgency to access what was waiting beneath the fabric. He slid the belt open and tugged at the button, releasing it and quickly sliding the zipper down. Harlan sighed as some of the pressure was released. It was a sound Tyler was keen to hear again. The fabric of Harlan's Calvin Klein briefs was stretching in an attempt to accommodate the thick erection that seemed to continue growing before Tyler's eyes.
"Go on," Harlan encouraged,
his voice still gruff, but the command was slightly gentler. Tyler ran a finger along the waistband before sliding his hand inside. His fingers quickly slipped around the shaft and squeezed, eliciting a moan from the man standing in front of him. Loosening his grip slightly, he explored the length, running along the pulsing veins until he reached the already slick skin that was peeled back just enough for Tyler to access the head of Harlan's rigid dick.
"Get it out."
Harlan spoke more softly now, but with the same powerful insistence. Tyler did as he was told, sliding the trousers and briefs down, and he was presented with a full view of the thick meat that belonged to his boss. Without hesitation, he dropped to his knees and took the glistening head in his mouth. Harlan moaned as his employee slid his lips around his shaft and slowly slid them down, taking it inch by inch inside his mouth. Tyler worked slowly, eager to take his time and enjoy the unexpected chance to pleasure the man he had been admiring for so long. Harlan was silent for a while, a mode Tyler usually saw as serious contemplation during a particularly heavy meeting. This time, Harlan was anything but serious. Tyler glanced up from his kneeling position to see his boss's head resting back against the wall of the elevator, his strong chest slowly rising and falling as Tyler slowly slid his mouth up and down the thick shaft that he had so eagerly taken. They didn't have time. Tyler knew that, and so did Harlan. But that didn't seem to want to stop the CEO from enjoying the suction of Tyler's wet lips, and the eager employee was going to use the opportunity. He slid his tongue down the underside of the rigid shaft until he felt the head push into the tightness at the back of his throat.
"Fuck!"
Harlan grunted as Tyler closed his muscles around the intrusion. Tyler gagged a little, but quickly adjusted, closing his eyes and using his skilled throat muscles to work the slick head at the back of his throat.
"Good boy."
The elongated words fell slowly from Harlan's mouth. Tyler could almost feel the deep rumble of his authority, even in his highly aroused state. Tyler worked the head again before resuming his bobbing motion, taking as much of the powerful cock as he could with each movement. He picked up the pace slightly. As much as he enjoyed the presence of his boss's cock unexpectedly in his mouth, he wanted to make sure Harlan got worked up enough to give him what he really wanted, what he had yearned for in every staff meeting, interview, and professional interaction in his time at the company. "Damn it, Tyler. You really want that cock, don't you?" Harlan grumbled. Tyler moaned and nodded, shifting slightly on the floor to Archie's back, making his intentions crystal clear. "I'm very tempted to give it to you." The CEO ran a hand through Tyler's hair before gripping his shoulder. "Why don't you..." Beep, beep. The men froze. Harlan's head snapped toward the control panel. Tyler's eyes darted sideways as well, though his mouth never slid from the boss's intrusion. Beep, beep. Harlan stepped sideways and Tyler shifted back, resting on his haunches as he watched his employer step and lean towards the panel of buttons. His pants were around his knees and his hard, wet cock stuck straight out from his body between the tails of his shirt. He jabbed the red call button. "Yes." It was hard to tell if Harlan's irritated tone was due to the stuck elevator or the interrupted blowjob.
Sir, we have a technician here. He's currently working on the problem."
A tentative voice crackled through the small speaker.
"Good. Get us out of here."
The authority in Harlan's voice continued to Tyler's arousal.
"Of course, sir. We can see two of you stuck there. We can, we will work on it as quickly as we can, sir."
Harlan paused before he replied this time, glancing at Tyler. Both men's eyes were wide as they realized the implication of the operator's last comment.
"How long will it take?" Harlan asked.
"Only about 10 minutes, sir, but, sir..."
"That will have to do then."
Harlan let go of the button and turned back to Tyler.
"Yes, sir."
Harlan locked eyes with Tyler before returning to the panel and jamming his finger on the call button again.
"And you and the technician can see me in my office Monday morning."
A moment of silence that Tyler felt as much as heard through the speaker.
"Yes, sir."
The speaker fell silent again and Harlan turned to fully face Tyler.
"You heard him. 10 minutes. Stand up."
"But, sir, they said..."
"I heard what they said."
Harlan slid his pants to his ankles before spitting into his hand. "And there's a reason I pay my night security so well. Now turn around." Harlan gripped his still hard cock and slicked it up with the saliva in his hand. Tyler dutifully turned, unbuckling his belt as he did so. He braced himself against the wall as he sensed Harlan's movement towards him. He felt the strong fingers curl into his waistband before a sharp tug left his ass exposed. Tyler opened his mouth to say something, but the pressure of Harlan's thickness between his cheeks halted the words. Now wasn't a time for talking. Harlan spit again, and this time Tyler felt the slickness slide over his hole. Harlan pushed forward, this time with more insistence. The head of the boss's cock now pressed against Tyler's opening. He spread his legs and braced himself, taking a deep breath and preparing for the penetration. The boss slid a hand into the crook of Tyler's bent hip and pushed again. Tyler couldn't hold the grunt as his hole was breached, stretched by the thick head of his boss's erection. He gasped as Harlan continued his forward movement. The CEO wasn't waiting for further permission. He already had that. He wasn't waiting for Tyler's hole to relax or adjust. He was taking what he wanted, as he always did. But Tyler was keen to give it to him. With a long, deep breath, Tyler pushed back against his boss's penetration until their hips met. He gasped, feeling himself filled with the powerful cock, but the feeling didn't last long. Harlan withdrew almost completely before sliding in deep again. He repeated the movement a few times, slowly, but deep and insistent. Tyler took a chance to relax himself. He knew, with the current pace, it wouldn't last long. The feeling of Harlan's inches sliding deep into his barely prepared hole was intense. He felt the burning sensation with each thrust, but he wanted it, badly. As Harlan pushed slowly inside him again, Tyler could sense that he was holding back. Only slightly, and with much restraint. At this point, Tyler was running out of his own restraint almost as quickly as Harlan.
"Yes, sir," Tyler muttered against the wall, arching his body and pushing back, ensuring Harlan achieved full penetration and felt the openness of Tyler's hole. A deep moan escaped the CEO as he felt Tyler's opening and sensed Tyler's permission. He withdrew slowly, but his next thrust was fast and hard, jolting Tyler's entire body. He felt the boss's hips against his ass, the minimal amount of bare skin pressing together. Harlan's hand remained in the bend of Tyler's waist, but now his grip tightened as his other hand slid up Tyler to grip his shoulder. Tyler spread his legs further, bracing himself in position, ready for the onslaught. Harlan's next thrust was just as hard and fast as the last, and began the steady rhythm of the hard fucking that they had both wanted since the line had been crossed from boss to dom and employee to sub. Harlan thrust fast, slamming himself deep into Tyler. Their skin now slapped together, echoing off the walls of the small space in which they were trapped. Tyler's hole burned with the steady sensation of repeated intrusion. But there was no way he was asking the CEO to stop. Even if he wanted to, he didn't think he could. Harlan was in control now, as he was in every situation in the building that bore his name. The boss's grip tightened on Tyler's body, and the pace of his thrusting remained steady. With each movement, he withdrew almost completely, using every inch of Tyler's hole and the remaining tightness of his opening to bring himself pleasure and bring himself closer to orgasm. Tyler felt the pulsing of Harlan's cock deep inside him as his own legs began to shudder, the pain slowly being replaced with pleasure. A sharp sting radiated through Tyler's cheeks as Harlan's hand slapped his ass. The attack sent another shiver through Tyler and caused his hold to tighten around Harlan. The boss grunted in response before spanking him again. Another shiver and another tightening. This time Tyler remained squeezed around Harlan's shaft, gripping it tightly as it continued its assault on his hull.
"Yes," Harlan's gruff voice bounced around the metallic enclosure. "That's it."
"Please, sir," Tyler gasped out between thrusts. "Give it to me." He knew he didn't need to give Mr. Stephen Harlan permission to fill his hole with his powerful load, but he knew that those words would send this new top over the edge. And they did exactly that. With the next thrust, Harlan slammed deep, grunting and moaning as his cock pulsed inside Tyler. The hot rush of cum flooded Tyler's hole. As their bodies pressed against each other, Harlan's body shuddered and shook. He pushed again, somehow finding new depth as he roared through his orgasm. Tyler held himself in place as his boss emptied himself inside him, his own pleasure shuddering through him. Pleasure of a bottom's job well done. The pleasure of a sub's achievement. The last shudders of Harlan's orgasm passed through his body and against Tyler's. A deep grunt and a long breath escaped the CEO as he rested his hands on Tyler's shoulders.
"Fuck, Tyler. That was good."
"Thank you, sir." Harlan removed himself from Tyler, leaving his employee with that regretful, empty feeling Tyler knew so well. Tyler hitched up his pants, eager to avoid any mess falling to the elevator floor.
"Clean it off."
Tyler turned to see Harlan leaning against the other wall, his slowly deflating cock hanging heavy from his body, a last drop of his seed dangling from the tip. Tyler eagerly leant forward and sucked the head, taking the last remnants of his boss's load and eliciting a soft moan from both of them. As Tyler swallowed, a whirring shook the elevator. The panel of buttons flashed before their descent began.
"Good timing," Harlan smiled, sliding his cock back into his briefs before sliding his pants up and buckling his belt.
Tyler righted himself as the bell rang to signal their arrival on the ground floor. The doors opened and Tyler stepped aside, allowing his boss to exit first. Both men walked from the lift, Harlan turning right towards the executive car park, Tyler turning left toward the train station. Tyler paused for a moment, giving himself a second to adjust and contemplate what had just happened.
"Tyler."
He turned to face his boss again. My office, 8 a.m. Monday. A smile broke across Tyler's face. Yes, sir. Harlan turned and walked away. Tyler's hole twitched as he exited the building into the cold night air. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Gay Erotica Podcast with Liam Williams. I have a couple of ideas for subsequent parts to that story. If you are a member of Patreon, you get to have some input on what stories come next, and there'll be a survey coming out about which direction you want to see next for Harlan and Associates.